Now let's get right into this teaching. Wisdom is how you go about getting anything that you want from the Most High. What is wisdom, life coach? Break it down to us on a vernacular that we can really grab it. Wisdom is not just knowing what to do. It's when you do it and how you do it. That's the first level of wisdom. When you do it is your respect of time and your consciousness of how time and the present circumstances are going to affect what you do. So wisdom is not just knowing what to do. It's how you do it and when you do it. How you do it, number two, is the strategy. Now, let me take you to a higher step of higher level of wisdom. The first step of wisdom is not just knowing what to do, but knowing how to do it and when to do it. But level two of wisdom is now you know who to do it with and who not to do it with, who to say it to, who not to say it to, who to share it with, and who not to share it with. I've had to learn this as a man of God. You see, I have a lot of imposter syndrome people come around me, and they pretend that they're walking in the level of anointing and wisdom that God has given me, only to be exposed for who they are because they don't want to accept where they really are. And I'll be very candid. Everybody's fruit speaks for itself. You can pretend on the internet that you're somebody that you're not, but the fruit of your real life always speaks for itself. And I'll leave that there. Level three, and this is where wisdom begins to become very potent to you. It's when you start paying attention to these five things. What you read, number one. Number two, what you listen to. Number three, where you go. Number four, the people you hang around. And number five, the things you say. I want you to replay this podcast because you need it. It is the third level of wisdom. The third level of wisdom lets you know that you got to protect your energy. You got to protect your spirit. You got to protect your vibration. You got to protect what God has given you. You got to guard your heart. Because let me tell each and every last one of you something, because a lot of you have found out the hard way with me, and that's okay. Once I understand that a person is in my life to drain me, they're not adding value. They want to drain me and believe that they're doing me a favor. I've learned now to cut those people off. Let me give you some quick examples. Anybody who wants to keep me on the phone for hours at a time, talking about absolutely nothing that's going to make my life better or their life better, or even put a dollar in each one of our pockets, you got to go. Any woman that has insecurity, mental illness, you got to go. You got to. There's nothing wrong with the woman being mentally ill. There's something wrong when you still stuck there 5 years later and you haven't gotten one inch better. You got to go. You're not even whole enough to qualify to be in the presence of a man of my status at this age. Stop, Israel. When you begin to walk in the true divine wisdom of God, you yourself are going to realize that there are a lot of people that don't even qualify to be in your presence. And the reason why they don't qualify is because if they come into your life, they come to take. They didn't come to give. They come to push their depression and their issues that they don't want to address. That's the key. They want to dance around it, but they don't want to address the real issues of their life to get better. Hope you enjoyed this 5-minute podcast. Wisdom. Say hello.